Hello and welcome back to another Pony and Wolf Productions video. My name is Visual Pony and today we are reading the story Free Moon by Shrink Lorate. I hope that I pronounced that name right. I am not entirely sure, but you should see it on screen because I always credit the authors that create these awesome stories that I turn into audio readings here. Now, as always, this story has not been previewed by me, so I will discover it alongside you. And if this button below this video is still red, then I would ask you to at least consider subscribing today, because it helps us in the YouTube algorithm. And yes, I know that it is quite annoying that I say this in front of every single video now. But guys, seriously, I see in the YouTube analytics that most of you are actually not subscribed, and that hurts the channel in the long run. Also, you know, downloading all of these readings in the long run also hurts the channel. I know that you want to listen to it on the go and all that, and that it's annoying, but yeah, that's just how it is. Sincerely yours, and let's get into this story, my friends. The Free Moon.
This is Defiance calling Ponyville. Do you hear me? Over.
I hear you too, Ponyville. Loud and clear, over.
Altitude is 7 score. We are coasting over the lunar surface. It feels strange, as if we should be dropping, but we aren't. We should be able to see the landing site soon, over.
Not a lot, Ponyville. Just a lot of dead white rocks. There are a lot of craters, large and small, and rocks all over the place. It's worse than a desert.
We can see Equestria through the port window, though. It looks so tiny and all green and blue. There are no lines on it, no borders, no sign of the tyrants. Never mind, over.
Same as they were an hour ago, Ponyville. What do you expect to have changed, over?
Okay, oxygen level 7/10. Propellant 7/10. Battery 6/10. I'd better conserve that for the trip back. Altitude is 6 score, over.
I'm starting to think she's not here, Ponyville. There's no signs of life at all here.
Still waiting on the visibility on the landing site, over. Ponyville, are you there? Over.
Seriously, Ponyville, this is such a critical time I can't believe you'd miss a moment of it, over.
Wait, I think we can see the landing site now, Ponyville. Just coming over the horizon. Looks like we're right on target, over. Honestly, not much, Ponyville. It looks as dry and dead from close up as it did through your telescope. Wait, I think I can see some structures up ahead, over. That's what I said, Ponyville. We can see buildings, roads, statues. All made from the same gray rock. Wow, there's really a lot of them. There's practically a whole city here, over. Affirmative. Are you sure there's only one creature up here, Ponyville? It would take years for one pony to make all these, over. 1,000 years, yeah, point made, Ponyville. Still, this means that she's here. She's real. Our work wasn't for nothing, I'm fine, Ponyville, I'm fine. On mission, over. Could you repeat the last message, please, over? Confirmed, Ponyville, altitude is 3 score. We're coming in for our final descent, over. Engaging retro thrusters now, 50 seconds. That's a tatterous of a kick. 4, 3, 2, 1. Disengaging retro thrusters. Ugh. We have contact. We've touched down and every pony is fine. We are on the moon. Repeat, we are on the moon. Over. It's hard to tell right now, Ponyville. The thrusters threw up a lot of dust and it's limiting our visibility. We should be able to tell you in a few seconds, Ponyville. Sure thing. Oxygen 7/10. Propellant 6/10. Battery 6/10. Altitude 0, of course. Looks like we're fine for the return trip, Ponyville. Over.
The three of us are all fine. It's strange. There's gravity here, but not much. It's a bit like swimming. Over. Okay, the dust outside is starting to settle now. We're surrounded by buildings. They all look very old-fashioned. All columns and spires and minarets. All of it's carved out of the same white rock. I think some of the buildings are carved right out of one piece. It looks like the pictures of old Canterlot from 1,000 years ago. You know, from before the tyrant.
There's a lot of detail in them all. As if some pony spent years making every one. They're all different as well. There's no repetition at all. It looks like our target is an artist, over. I wish every pony back home could see this. I wish my little sister... Yeah, we've got the camera ready, Ponyville. We'll bring you back some pictures. Over. I see her! I see her! Over!
She's beautiful, Ponyville. Dark against the pale rock with stars in her mane. She's tall like the tyrant, but dignified. No armor, no crown.
She's perfect. Over.
She's seen us, Ponyville. She's looking our way. Over.
1,000 years in a place like this. It's hard to even think about. What does it do to a pony? Pray she's still in one piece. For all our sakes.
She's coming this way. Over.
We're preparing for contact now, Ponyville. We're helping each other seal up our spacesuits. Ready soon. Over.
I'm worried, Ponyville. Is the spare spacesuit we brought going to be big enough for her? She's a lot taller than other ponies. I'd hate for Equestria's salvation to be held back by a size issue. Good call, Ponyville. The sewing kit is at the ready. We can use binary glue and patches to cover the seams. We're going to get her home, Ponyville. Tell Source it's a good thing we packed everything over.
She's holding back, waiting to see what we do. I'm sure we look very strange to her. A unicorn, a pegasus, and a nurse pony, wearing baggy orange outfits and big bubbles on our heads, riding in a shiny gold capsule. Over.
We're almost there. Ponyville? Ponyville, I thought I heard something at your end. Over. It didn't sound like radio noise to me. Over. If you insist, Ponyville.
Everyone's ready, like we rehearsed. We help each other out of the capsules and we bow. The photographs of Equestria are in my saddlebags. Of the tyrant Equestria. Even without words, that should tell her everything she needs to know. Over. Helmets are secure. I've started depressuring the capsule now. 2 minutes until we can open the hatch and meet her. Over. What's that noise, Ponyville? Oh, shit! Did it track the radio signal back to you? You have to get out of there, Ponyville! Get out! Over! I mean it! Get out while you can! Equestria needs you! Over! Ponyville, what's happening there? Ponyville, please respond. Over. Who is this? Put them back on. You have no right. The tyrant won't rule forever, you monsters. Good luck, Ponyville. Hang in there. There's only one thing we can do for you all now. Defiance out.
Okay, welcome back to Comment Thomas Visual Pony, where I remind you that you can support Pony Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated. And it helps to keep the lights on around here, and you want to keep the lights on around here, right? Right, 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 because without my microphone I cannot record, and without electricity the microphone and the computer do not work. Anyhow, let's get into the story, because I don't think I can keep talking like this for much longer. Oh my word, what did I just read? I am being serious with you guys. For a moment there I thought it was just a back and forth, but then I realized, hey wait, it's actually only the side of the Defiance crew. And they're talking about the tyrant, so I guess Celestia? this is clearly some kind of, you know, new Muna Republic kind of story where Celestia is an absolute tyrant. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Celestia, but holy cow! This is something completely different. I must, however, say that I like it. And as it is written in the comments down below here, by commenter the legendary Bill Cipher, I think I've narrated a story from him at one point. He writes, "Well, heck, now I want more. Great story." Another one, who calls himself One Wicked Quill, writes, "Sequel? I must say, I like it. I seriously like it. Sincerely yours, Visual Pony, and I'll definitely add this to my favorites. And as always, I hope that this story finds you well in body and mind."